change. This poem attempts to put the recent oil-related changes to the Shetland landscape and way of life into some sort of time frame. It looks back to early in the 20th century when transport by land was very limited by comparison with today. It also looks much further back to the disruption wrought by that great physical force of the past, ice. Ah, change. I drive to oil rod north forgot. October hulls are clad in murut, endowed punks and gold. Pit hags in Shetland black, drittled in the bruise like sluppet loops. I stop at sand water, catch colours of the loch, catch sight of generations gain, a murder folk on a' gets to the roop here, sheep cad for kergert early, or the lamb is scored, dogs rinnin' dippin' twa lambs for sixpence, a platch of falskit quakes for lunaness and woe, an early rise, a lang day gyan, a langer travel hame. Merknin loused stories of fox spirited awa', o' trouse hads i' the hulls, and dark pitterwater fu' bluffs. I drive the empty rod, lang kems to east and west, following the gate o' ice, 10,000 years o' moor clad hulls and deepening pits and sign, I strip them bare, grit juddering fingers, clawing at the solid hearth, scrovelling to the suddert, riving their gits thro' pitted al to strom, thro' kergard on to weasel, hoy, and laxford thro' to scalawa and on. Then slow up lousing, grit poans o' ice our athing, sturknin, slowin, water awai, and bare hulls clerted with a bruckled lod. I drive the oil rod north to Sulam Voe, seeking like the first bird moving north with warming air. A fast rod now, barely a bend, yet just a pretty scam upon his earth. When folk look back millennia ahead, will they see treats for this short century, whose years sa mair as colours change?